We're in Dalit on Beis, on the very bottom of the page. We have a machlekes here, whether those things which are mentioned by the Meluyim, if you didn't do them, if you still carried out your functions or not. Says the Gemara, those things which in few generations are not that vital, are they still vital by Meluyim? So Gemara, my man, what's this? What are we talking about here? So Gemara will give us four differences. Amar Rabbi Yisrael, the difference will be smichi kibinayu. When you have to, hayman off on top of the page. Smicha ikibinayu, when you have to put your hands on top of an animal. That's the difference when we bring a carbon. Lamandam, with the opinion that says, kolak kosaben ma'akabahen, that anything that's recorded by Meluyim is vital, and without it, it's not good, and smicha ma'akrin, and smicha also prevents it from fulfilling it. But lamandam, the other school of thought that says, dover she'ein ma'akab l'dayda, something which is not for future generations. In the future, if he didn't do smicha, the carbon is still a valid carbon. Then also, ein ma'akev behen, also it's not ma'akev by meluim.
Backwards. Maybe you learn. Here's the priest, and the third tells you what.
We'll see later what the cause of the machlekes is. But anything which is not that vital in the future is not that vital by meluim. That's one opinion, and we sing like Moshe smicha. And someone says it doesn't matter what happened in the future. Right now, everything that's mentioned by meluim, you have to. You just made a statement that smicha is not that important in the future. How do you know? The Tanya we learn, v'samach, says in the pasuk, you should place your head on the head of the oila, and then there'll be lechapira of inirza, that it will be forgiven, and it'll be a kapara. Now the chismicha mechapera says, when do we find that smicha is what brings the atonement? V'haloi ain't kapara b'dam. We always learned that it was the blood, the spraying on the mizbech, that is vital for the kapara. Shenemar, as it says in pasuk, ki adam hu benefesh, because the blood, that's the nefesh, and yechape, the blood is what brings the kapara. If so, matam alema, why does it say v'samach v'nirtze? Why does the pasuk previous pasuk say v'samach v'nirtze, which sounds like the smicha does it? She'im also l'smicha shirei mitzvah. If you take added onto the mitzvah smicha, then maila olav hakasuv, it's considered. In other words, if you only treated smicha like it's a leftover of a mitzvah, you didn't really do it, and it's not important. Then maila olav hakasuv, tei will consider ki'ilu loy kippur. But the kippur, as if you didn't do the activity that should be kapara, but nevertheless we mechap you. But something is missing. In other words, but b'di'evid, if you didn't do smicha, it's all right. So we see clearly from here that it helps to the kapara, but it's not definitely vital because the other part says the dam is what's vital. So that's the machlik is what happens by meluim. Rashi top of the page. Dovish emakav lehodei the kamei and farimor explained. Shiri mitzvah kolay mishlechosh lach shev oisem mitzvah. He didn't treat it like a proper mitzvah. Lesamach he didn't do smicha. Kill the kippur min amuvched the ideal way. The kippur belapoil kapara it is. The kapara of the main thing is blood. Kill me the mizvachin kippur legaver the ikka kapara of the blood. Abul the kippur nami mitzvah kainim amuvched. He still fulfilled the mitzvah. So that's answer number one. Answer number two. Rav Nachman. Now interesting, you'll notice. Rabbi Yosef, to remember this, Yosef has a samach in it and smicha, samach, smicha. The next one is Rabbi Nachman b'Yitzchak Nun, Amar Tanufa. So he says Tanufa, Ike Benayu. Because what's a machleke? They should all say all four things. Each one is saying his name seems to be associated with. Lamandam, talk about Tanufa, you have to wave it. Lamandam, Kalak, Kosuba, Ma'akvin, anything recorded by the Meluim is vital, the Ma'akvin, it holds back. If it's not vital in the future, if he didn't do truth in the future, the carbon is still a valid carbon, then it doesn't matter if he didn't do it by Meluim. High on the future generations, the time we learned, it says in the Pasuk that you should lift up, they should wave the animal. And then it says, L'chaper. Is a tenufa the waving what brings the atonement? We know it's always the blood is sprinkling on this berach. It says, "Gedam hu benefesh yichaper." So what does it mean? Tenufa lechaper. Sheimos tenufa she mitzvah. If you treat the tenufa like the leftovers, the remnants of a mitzvah, as if you didn't do it, ma'ilo v'kosov ki lechiper, as if you didn't do the activity that should be the kapara. But regardless, lechiper you slow kapara because it's the blood, but it's not ideal. And say machleik is by meluim if you did it, you didn't do it. Then there's Gemara, another one, Rav Papa, who's a pay, on my prisha, shiva ikibnai. The difference is whether you have to separate for 7 days. You have to separate the 7 days. If it's how important is it for the coin to separate for 7 days? Lamanda makala kosav ma'akev, that whatever is recorded in meluim is important. Then ma'akev. If you didn't do it for meluim, it's ma'akev. Lamanda makadovish in ma'akev, and that doesn't matter so much in the future. A ma'akev coin behenle ma'akev. Then not separating 7 days also is not. If the coin didn't separate 7 days, you can still bring all the kabbonos on yom kippur. It's not ma'akev. Uladaitis Minolan Lemakva, who taka told you that by Yom Kippur Paraduma, if your Kohen didn't separate, it's not, doesn't hold back from Yom Kippur. Miliktotani, it says Maskinin. What do we do with the second Kohen, the Kohen that you prepared in case the first Kohen becomes Tamei? It just says Maskini, prepare. Doesn't say if it's a, doesn't say that he should separate from his wife, the second Kohen as well. Now, if it's vital you have to separate from his wife, then how can the second Kohen help us? You should have him separate from his wife. It's a raya that it's not that important. Rashi, Veloktoni, Mafrishin, first narrow line, Vava Pish, Lahufrish, even though he didn't separate him, he had a Psovadisha, the first Kohen is rendered no good. Yeah, but Hashem, second one steps in. Shmamino, Pisha, Lemaka, the Maka, Vaveda. Second one, Vaita, Ravina, with the Ravina says, Ribu, Yeshiva, Mashiach, Shigunayu. That's Ravina, Ribu. Ravina says that the Kohen Gadol has to wear 8 clothes in contrast to an ordinary Kohen who wears 4 different clothes, vestments, and Mashiach, and you have to anoint him every single day. That's the difference, whether how important that is. Anything written by the Meluim is important. The Ma'akv, if the Kohen Gadol wasn't wearing all 8 clothes, it's a Ma'akv. And if something in the future doesn't matter, then why a Ma'akv? Heino in the future races that Ma'akv. It says in the Pasuk, V'chiper HaKoyim, that you should forgive. Which Kohen should forgive? Asha Yimshech Oisha, the one that you anointed. But Asha Yimales Yodeh, the one that you put on all of his clothes. L'chayin Tachas Ovid, to replace his father. What do you need all this? L'fisha Nema, it says in the Pasuk Shivas Yamim, when the last narrow lines of Heimelov. L'mandom, L'fisha Nema says, Shivas Yamim, 7 days, for 7 days, Yilbushim HaKoyin, he should put on the clothing. Tacht of Mibonav in his place of children. Engli Yella Nisrabe Shiva Shiva Venimshik Shiva. All we know is that for 7 days you have to wear all these clothes. And for 7 days, it says Shiva's Yamim Yulbishima Koin. So 7 days you have to close Venimshik Shiva. And you have to also put an ointment for 7 days. Soon see the moral ask, how do you know you have to, where's saying this possible? You need Meshicha for 7 days. That's 7 days in a row the Koin God, that's where all his 8 clothes. And also, we know that you have to anoint him for 7 days. Nisrabe shiva v'nimshim echa. What about if you, let's say, you wore the clothes for 7 days, but you only anointed him for 1 day? Or faket. Nisrabe yemecha. You only wore the 8 vestments for 1 day. V'nimshim shiva v'nine. Hai, nobody ever, that's good enough. Tamalaymer comes to tell you, it says in the Pasuk, Asha yimshach oisai. It says in the Pasuk, Chippar ha-koyin Asha yimshach oisai. That you should, the Kohen will forgive you, the one that you anoint, that you anointed, you poured, you smeared on him. But asher yimale es yodoy, and yet you put on all his clothes. Sounds like mekol mokom. I don't care for how long you put on, even for 1 day you put on all his clothes, or even for 1 day you did the meshicha. It's good enough. Rashi, middle of the page. Yidibu Shiva, about 6 lines and 9 lines. Yidibu Shiva, she yishamish kohen gadol Shiva 7 days to serve consecutive. Kishe man no yisub bikunin dole when he's appointed. The kohen gadol be yilbush, my begun, it's very close. Bishas avoide, during the avoide for 7 days. Yidibu loshem marbe means increase. Meruba begodim, extra clothing. Shem yishamish bishmoine. A kohen gadol wears 8 begodim, vahed yid babo, and a simple one wears 4. Meshicha Shiva, and also you have to smear oil on 7 days. Sheitnu Shemen Hamishcha Rosh on his head, the Beirisa Eina between his eyebrows, Zayin Yom, and the 7 days. Kol Hakotz Ben Zayin Yom, Yemale V'chol Mila Yadayim Amasham Levish Begadim Hu Mila Yadayim. Whenever the tailor says of a Kohen Mila's Yad, you know Mila, you fill his hand. When you fill his hands, means wear all of his clothing. Shenema, it says of Vigde Hakodesh Hashem La'arin Yilabonav Achrav L'Moshcha Behem. He should anoint them. Meshicha Namikol Shiva. Oh, 7 days. How do you know you have to say you have to anoint for 7 days? All the pasuk says he should wear clothes 7 days. So we'll soon see the Gemara. The Iskas Meshicha L'Riba. We compare Meshicha putting the oil to wearing clothes. V'chipper Hakohen Yimshich Oisai. Gabi Yom Kippurim Ba'achim Moisei. By Yom Kippur it says Matam Leim Min Lamet Shetei Avoy Dikon Gadol. That Yom Kippur the Kohen Gadol should do the service. V'alei Kolav Parshe Ba'aron B'nemre B'zayis Yovei Aron. Every know everything on Yom Kippur is Aron. V'nosin Aron V'hikir Ba'aron V'yor Aron. His son who replaced him, not the next Kohen Gadol, if he's wearing all 7 clothing for 7 days, he put oil on his face when he was appointed. Tomorrow we're going to ask, how do you know you have to actually smear the oil in for 7 days? I feel the show is in the greatest. The next page, Rashi. Milsa de Ksiva behind Yon. Okay, it's right to the Gemara. Rashi goes back and forth a little bit. Okay, back to the Gemara. Say the Gemara, okay, let me ask you a question. So you're telling me it doesn't matter. So if you see, but the evidence for a Kohen, Godel, before he becomes a Kohen Godel, for 7 days you have to wear clothing and 7 days you have to put oil. If you didn't wear all 7 days, you ate clothing only for 1 day, or you only wore a smear with oil 1 day, it's good enough. Says the Gemara, we know lechatchila you have to wear by meluim, you have to wear clothing for 7 days. Where does it say lechatchila you have to wear, have oil for 7 days? Ashken ribu yeshiva lechatchila, but meshicha shiva lechatchila in all. Hainu, you have to put oil on his face also for 7 days. Says the Gemara, a few answers. But he said, "Mami the itzer kralamuti." Since we use this whole pasuk to exclude that a kohen gadol, if he only put oil 1 day, is good enough. Is that ayeb lechatchila? He should have 7 days. That's how we know. Or he boy say, "Madama kras the pasuk with big deha kodesh asher la'aron yil leban of acher lemashkem." That the clothing of Aaron, the purpose is lemashkem, that he should feel exalted by it. But mashkem also means to smear oil. Well, the malabas yadin to wear the clothes. So ishkis meshicha l'ribu. We see why we compare the two. Ma ribu shiva af meshicha shiva. Just like ribu, increasing in this is 7 days, he has to wear the eight clothing. 3 lines at the bottom. Also meshicha shiva. Also the oil has to be 7 days on his head. My time, the Madama Kala Kasba Maki. Now I'm going to ask a question. Okay, we have an argument. This that we need to do by the 7 day Meluim the very first time, is, and anything missing renders the whole preparation no good. Is that only things which in the future also renders the whole thing no good? Is that things which are Ma'akiv? Or even anything that's mentioned by Meluim is Ma'akiv? So now this is Machlekes. What's the Svara Machlekes? Says the Gemara, my time, what's the Svara, the Madama of that opinion that says, Kala Kasba Ma'akiv, anything written by the Meluim prevents it from being fulfilling the mitzvah pluim unless you did it correctly. What's his water? Because we have a pasuk. Amar avit chabam bishna makra. It says in the pasuk, "Va'asisa la'aron levon of kocha." By meluim it says, "This is how you should do for Aaron and Bonav." So because it says, "This is how you should do in Parshat Tzava," this is how you should do the meluim. Kocha usually means this is the way and no other way. As such, kocha yikubu. Kocha is ma'akiv. Says the Gemara, "Okay, teinach." Now, what happens is the Parshat Tzava, the Eibshe gave instructions how to do Meluim, and the Parshat Tzava is when they actually carry it out. And on things mentioned in Parshat Tzava, when they made the Meluim, that are not mentioned in Parshat Tzava in the instructions. But where does it say the word Kocha, that this is how it should be done no other way? In Parshat Tzava. So what about those things they did in Meluim that's mentioned in Parshat Tzava when they actually did it, but it's not mentioned in Parshat Tzava when they were instructed? Are those also including the word Kocha? Because Kocha is written in Tzava. As the Gemara is Tainach, that makes sense. Kol milsa d'chsiva behind yon. Anything written in the Parsha Tetzave makes sense. It says kocha. It has to be done. Milsa d'chsiva behind yon. About things which are not written in the Parsha Tetzave. For example, the Choshe Mishpah, the Ritum that he has to wear. It's not mentioned in Tzav, even though it's mentioned, but it's not mentioned in Meluim. It's mentioned as a normal closing of a Kohen Gadol when he does his Aveda. Imanol, how do you know if he didn't wear it, he's not Yetzah also that, by Meluim? Omar Ab Nachman, by Yitzchak, Nachman says, because Yalav, you learn like Zayishava, Pesach. Says a Pesach Oil Moed, he should be there for 7 days. Says Pesach Oil Moed, he should be there 7 days. And before also, it says Pesach, Rashi tells which passing of Pesach. It says here, Shivas Yamim Yibushim Akoin, Ashi Yovi Elo Oil Moed, Rashi, which are the Pesach? So if they show Pesach, that Tzave and Tzav are the same. Rashi, top of the page. Mills will see behind Yon, the Pasha Tzavos, the Meluim, Shneva says Bat Tzave. But the Loiksiv, the Pasha Tzameluim, Hadoba Shetasa. Like Kosin, for example, doesn't say Shitna Lachosha Urimatum. They should place inside the Chosha the Urimatumim the Ebeshem of Fadish. So she'll be when you put it on a Pasha, Tzavas Adam, Shinem and Shemim Lachosha. But in Tzav, when it talks about what he actually did, see, it says, Mefadish, Eatna Lachosha, Eatna Lachosha, to be placed inside. Imtame Abba Atav Tzav and Nema, what am I talking about? It says Mefadish and Tzav, the whole Eatna Lachosha Mishbud, when it's Atal Chosha, Hamishbud Esa Urim Vesatumim. That's talking to Tzava, but that's not part of the Parshas Meluim instructions what to do. Elo Asi is Habegodim. That's part of what the Begodim. Didn't say Kocha. So the question Pesach, but Tzava in Parshas to Tzava it says El Pesach Oyel Moed. In Parshas Tzava it says El Pesach Oyel Moed. V'chein ba'asiyah, when it comes to Tzav, when it actually did it, there it says, U'Pesach Oyel Moed Teishu. See, over here, Rashi brings different pasuk. Ta'akriv Pesach Oyel Moed. You should bring Pesach Oyel Moed. V'ochal ana bonav es basar hoyil v'salechem asher b'shal Pesach Oyel Moed. V'salechem ha'ayil, sorry. Ochal ana bonav es basar ha'ayil v'salechem asher b'chol Pesach Oyel Moed. Asher b'sal Pesach Oyel Moed. So we see over there that in Parshat Tzav he says he ate everything that wasn't Pesach Oyel Moed. V'chein ba'asiyah es kol ha'edah hikilu ha'Pesach Oyel Moed. V'ashelu es ha'basar Pesach Oyel Moed. So there, of course, he has all of these psukim here, which is Pesach Oyel Moed, so we learn from each other. We learn the Meluim We learn what dasiya from the tzivui. And therefore, that's how we know that the word koch applies to both. And everything is ma'akif. Okay. Says the Gemara, back to the Gemara, two lines from the top. Three lines. Amishashi Amar. Amishashi says, no, I'll bring another pasuk. Not from the word koch, but it says in the pasuk, Ushmartem, it says in the pasuk, Pesach HaMoed, you sit there for 7 days a night. Then it says, Ushmartem es mishmeres Hashem. Ushmartem means you should guard. We have like Mishmeres Trumasi, means to guard, and therefore Ikuva. That's what makes it an Ikuv. Rashi, Ramashash, Pasha Asiyosan, in the Pasha, in the Tzav, not in the Tzav, in the activity. Not because you have exactly Shove, Pesach, Pesach. There is a word over there that also sounds like everything that had to be done had to be done. No other way around it. It says, Mishmeres, Mashma, Tishmer, written I bring another limit. Rabashi says, it says in the pasuk again, in Pasha Tzav, it says in the pasuk, you should watch my mishmeres, you shouldn't die, ki chein tzuvesi. This is what I instructed you. Ikuva, that's definitely an ikuv. Rashi, Tarabon, ki tzuvesi. Okay, now, thank you, Mara. Okay, so you have three ikuvim that doesn't only apply to either Gzer Shava, or Gzer Shmeres, or Shmartim, or it says ki chein tzuvesi, it doesn't only apply to the instructions, but even to the activities that did by Meluim, everything is ma'akiv. In this pasuk it says in Pasha Tzav, this is how I instructed you. Then another pasuk it says, Kasher Tzivisi, like I told you, Moshe Rabbeinu screamed at Aaron, why you burnt over here on the 8 day Meluim and not of Aviyu? Was nostalgic. Why you burnt the carbon of Shchedish? He says, didn't I tell you to go ahead and eat it to Chedish Kasher Tzivisi? I told you. Here another Kasher Tzivisi. And then there's another passage where it says, this is what you should do, Kasha Tziva Hashem. Like the Eibishter instructed, it says, this is what you do in the Beis HaMikdash. It says, it should be for you and children, Kasha Tziva Hashem. What are all these words, Kasha Tziva Hashem? So he said this, each one different instructions. Kichein Tzuvesi, when he says in the beginning, by the Meluim, this is what they did, because this is what I told you, or Kichein Tzuvesi, this is what I told you. But what I tell you, I said to you that even though you're an Oinen, you should eat these things by Meluim, the 8 day Meluim, there were special kabbanas made that were specific for that day. Even though you're an Oinen and normally you don't eat, today you should eat them. Then it says, Kashet Sevesi, how come you burnt it and you didn't do like I told, what happened is, Omer, let me say to them, Kashet Siva Hashem. Then, during the actual story, when they didn't eat, look at this. Before, he told them that during on the 8 day Meluim, if anything happens, you guys are an Oinen, you still have to eat. Kichein Tzivesi, and this is what I told you, same thing, that you're an Oinen, you should eat. And then, Kasha Tziva Hashem, during the episode when Taka Nodavi passed away, and they didn't refuse to eat it.
What day of Meluim was that?
8th day. That was the 8th day. He burnt the carbon. He said, what are you doing, Kasha Tziva Hashem? The Eibusha told you, I didn't make it up on an Oinen, you should eat. Why did you burn it? That's what he said to him. Rashi. Talmud Tzavesi, I did not knock the midrash ki kain Tzavesi lin yonah the Meluim. Since you use the Tzavesi to teach about Meluim, the likuva also, it comes to help that anything you didn't do, he's not yaitze, kabla b'raisa hocha, therefore b'rote ma'isa also the midrash to dashan ki kain Tzavesi, I instructed you the shmini on the 8 day l'may also. What's that for? V'lav neheve hahu krod in yonah the Meluim. This is not the same pasuk that we used by Meluim, the Tzavis Adam with Abisha gave instructions. Ella the yom mashmini. We're talking about the 8 day. The chliyim mincha, kechus and mincha. And he said, "Mishashem v'chul matzah." It's not very kechain tzevesi. This is what I told you to do. Kasha tzevesi. Then another pasuk says, "Kasha, I told you that lechayda. Why did you burn it? You didn't bring the carbon inside, or you didn't take the blood outside. That you should have to burn it, like I told you." Kasha tzevesi. Gabesir chatas. We're talking about the goat of the chatas. Ashadorish moishe moishe dashim vini seidiv ksiv. Burn. You should eat them, Kasha Tziva, like I told you. Then Kasha Tziva Hashem, he said, why did you burn it? I told you not in my name, in the Eber's name. Gabi Sheikha Truma, Vechazea Trunuf, Xiv, Tokhu, Mokhu, Tokhu, Shit, and the Holy Place, Kasha Tziva Hashem. Lomeli Chad Mikol Hani, when you all the Chibachal, Vonish, Nel Moshe, Lomeli Sol, Chaz, Vomich, Zvezi, why every single time in this particular union does it keep on being Hashem told you? Everything Moshe Bain told you, Eden came from the Eberster. Like we had in the Gemara Shkalim, that Rabbi Yechim is upset why Rabbi Lezer says things over and doesn't say in his name. And then they told him, everyone knows whatever he says is in your name. This is what they say all the time, constantly. If Faket, if he constantly says the Rebbe, his Rebbe's name, mean that every other thing is his own. This one I heard from my Rebbe. No, but Moshe Rabbeinu, everything he said, heard from the Eibishter. So why does he have to repeat punk in these three places? So what he meant was that even though you're an oinin on another baviyu, we catch him as soon loinin, and we know that an oinin, a koyin, is not permitted to catch him. How you know? No, where did the Taylor say that? Because in Pashas Kisavi, by the Vidi, it says by Meiser, he says over there, Mikavachim, Meiser, Akal. By Meiser, it says, by Meiser, Shane, when he brought it up, it says, look, I didn't do anything wrong with it. But I didn't eat it while I was an oinin. So, Maluch Meiser, that you saw is allowed to eat. You're not allowed to eat it as an oinin. And imagine a carbon which is kaida, surely an oinin is not allowed to eat it. Like a chalti, but oinim in menu. And then Moshe told him, but here's an exception. Today, the Eidim, even though you know you're not allowed to eat, today I want you to eat. Hamincha, who's going to he had to say, Kichain Tzavesi, Baninicha. I told you special instructions for the Meluyim that while you're an Einin, you should eat. Kasha Tzavesi, Bishas Maisa, Amalahem. He told them at the time, guys, this is what happened. I know what happened, but please. First, he told them beforehand. Then, when Taka Nodavavia passed away, he said, guys, don't worry about it. You go ahead and eat the Korbanis. Kishamata. Masha also shesar for seir. Then he found them that they burnt the seir achatas, who seir shed his chedesh. Which they brought a few different animals, one for Nachshon, another unique ones. And they also brought, because Nachshon was the first nasi. They also brought the rish chedesh one, which is this is the only one which was not a unique carbon that you do ever rish chedesh, and that's called seir achatas because it's a as we're learning shvus, it's an atonement for the Eibishter. You didn't take the blood outside. Halayla eat it by psul. Nothing happened wrong. Hayulachemla. Achle shouldn't eat it. Be kaidish. Kashet sevesi. Ask him like I instructed you. I told you then he says to him again. Kashet tiva Hashem. I didn't make this up. They relied on the Eibishter that they should eat even with their oinin. You should have relied on me when I said to you, because I said name the Eibishter, you should eat even with their oinin. And you shouldn't have known what you did. What did you do? You burnt it. Well, Moshe told him, Moshe actually made a mistake here. Why? What did the Eibishter tell Moshe Rabbeinu? All the unique korbanos of the Eidei Meluyim, eat them while you're neinin. But the Eibishter did not tell him about the Seirosh Chedesh, which is what every month you bring, and they happen to bring it that day as well. So Adam knew that Seirosh Chedesh, because they bring it every month, he had to behave like he behaved the rest of his life, which is an neinin shenitmit. Moshe Rabbeinu thought that all the korbanos of that day is unique. Only these kabbanis and the seed of the 8 day was in Nachshon Shoya Kotche Shoya. These were all known as Kotche Shoya unique. Avos seed is chaydish, the God is chaydish, your Kotche Dayde, which is forever. Lo hutin lo einin, was a mutter. Ushloisha seed him Korean, 3 goats he brought a day.
So then why did Moshe Rabbeinu get angry?
Because Moshe Rabbeinu thought that all the Moshe Rabbeinu thought understood that any carbon brought that day, even a Seir Shadosh Chaydish, because it's Shemini Meluim, it takes on the gedder of Shemini Meluim. Shemini Meluim. That's what he thought. So therefore, anything Shemini Meluim, Anoy needs. But Adam said that even though this is brought Shemini Meluim, because this is the same Rosh Chaydish carbon we'll bring every single month, doesn't have a din of Meluim as a din of Rosh Chaydish.
Exactly.
100%. And as Rashi says there, Moshe hoide v'loi boish. Moshe may admit that that Adam was right. V'loi nisif elo shol rosh chedesh bavad. Shenemar says, v'oisen los lachem los loven ha'eda, this one, l'shen yachid, this is the one that burned, l'shen rosh chedesh, ha'bo, the only one, you know, Adam didn't burn all the kabbanas, he taka listened to Moshe, and he ate all the other kabbanas. He only burned one carbon. It says, oisa, in singular. Which is the one carbon? The one that was given, l'shen rosh chedesh, which one? L'shen rosh chedesh. What chater is chayder? We said 2 things: either to forgive the Eibishter for what he did, his memayet derech, he reduced the size of the moon, and the Eibishter asked for a chater in month, and also that anyone who entered the mitzvah without realizing that he was tamei and didn't know about it, so he can't bring his own carbon, this forgives. Habal to mitzvah v'kadosh koshin shenim is at the shvuos. The 2 opinions there. Says the Moravite back to the Gemara. Am Rabbi Zechinian Amichem Nasayim Meksum Beparsha. No, it is a mitzvah koyin should wear pants. However, when it says in the pasuk, this is what you should do for them, to sanctify them, to become a kohen, they bring the certain kabbonis, is lahavi, to teach you michnasayim. They should also wear pants. Rashi, 3 lines and 1 line. When instructed to wear clothing, the extra clothing doesn't mention pants at all, and not when they actually did what they did, doesn't mention pants. So we say, what's the extra? And what else? What else besides that? Because in the early parshas, Tetzave talks about the clothing a kohen should wear, and one of them is Mechnasayim. So the vi comes to include the clothes before, which is pants, trousers. Sagen wir weiter. The Asidah Se'efa, it also comes to include the Asidah Se'efa, which the Kohen Gadol every morning brings on Asidah Se'efa and divides it half in the morning and half at night, that the flour offering that it brings, the six chalos in the morning. And the six chalos at night, that also is not mentioned here, but it has to do with the Milan, because the Vav includes both, pants and Asidah Se'efa. Says the Gemara, Bish, I understand how you get included, Ksiva Binyan and Begadim, because the first parasha of Tetzava talks about the clothes. And then it says, Vizah Hadova Shetasalem Lekadim, this is what you should do by Meluim. So the end comes, is a juxtaposition to what it says before, which is the clothing. I understand how the pants gets in there. Elas Asira Se Eva Benolan, how does Asira Eva get in there? It's not mentioned there at all. When a Kohen is prepared for his inauguration, he has to bring, every Kohen has to bring a Siddur Eifer. We had in Shkolin, then we had a whole Shaila for Kohen and became a Kohen Gadol, the same day became a Kohen. Do you bring two or just one? But I feel ahead, you know, an ordinary Kohen can. I mean, Menachah is. Because it's mentioned the Tzavah, therefore it makes sense why it's included in the Vav, Moitziv, and Yerishin. Zeh carbon Aaron of Vanov. Vaita. So it's about Asir, we learn out, Zeh. We learn out, Zeh Shavah, Zeh. It says in the Pasuk, Zeh carbon Aaron of Vanov. This is the carbon that they should bring on the day they become anointed. And they're mentioned as his Eifah. Zeh carbon Aaron of Vanov, Asher Kiva, as his Eifah, which day, on the day that they become appointed. And here it says, Vizeh. Here it says also, it says, Vizeh Hadova Shetasalem, the Kaddish. So we learn, Zeh, that what? Asir is Eifim. Rashi, Zeh, Korban, Anavonah, Basir is Eifim, Ksir, Shehed, Yid, Mevi, Beyem, Chenucha, that an ordinary Kohen brings in the day of his inauguration, because God will call him every day. So you might write, Rabbi Yechon has said, in the name of Shemichoy, we have him quite often, and he says, well, but how do you know? How do you know, Shaf, Mikra, Parsha, is Ma'akev? How do you know that on the Meluyim that you always have to read the Parsha of Meluyim, and that's very important? And if you don't do it, you're not Yotze. Rashi, Mikra, Parsha's Meluyim, the whole Parsha Meluyim. Shenit Tzavah, that was instructed by Atat Tzavah, Omer Lehem Letzibur, Be'esev Shloishev Adar, you have to read it in the 23rd day of Adar. Kishchil Meluyim, remember the 23rd day of Adar when they started Meluyim, and Chesh Nisra was the 8th day, that's when the Yom Yishmi Meluyim, that's when the Nesim started bringing their Kabbanis. Vehikilas Eid of Israel, he has to gather in the community by the doorway. Shenemar, Vatikal Eid, Vayem Moshel Eid, Zead, Dovash, Hashem Lasa, these are the things you do. Umikroyis, Halolu, Basiyas, Hamulim, Betzavas, and how do you know that you have to actually read it? Tamalayme, Vayem Moshel Eid, Zead, Dovash, Hashem. This is the thing, Zead, Dovash, between Dovash, Dibur, Asa, Chivash, I feel that Dibur Ma'akiv, that even the words are also Ma'akiv. Now said the Gemara. Okay, Kate said he'll Bishon. What was the order? Remember, Aaron had to get dressed, and so did the children. Did you dress Aaron completely, and then you dress the children? Did you dress Aaron partially, and then you dress the children partially, and went back? How did it work? Keita dil bishon. Fredig moderator, my dahava haba, what's the difference? You want to know now how Aaron and the children got dressed in the Meshuvah's man, Meluim? What's the relevance of that today? My dahava haba. Sometimes we say, lahagel tere viyadeh. Says the Gemara, the Kates and Malbishan Lasalavi. We need to know because Mashiach will come. We're going to have to again have an inauguration day. We want to know how to dress the Kohen Gadol. Says the Gemara, Lasalavi Nami. Look, Shavoyu, Adon of Anav and Moshe Mom. Aren't they coming back? This is the Raya that the Beis HaMikdash, this is one of the Raya they bring to the Beis HaMikdash, is going to be built after Mashiach comes and after Tchiz HaMesim. But Tchiz HaMesim is not a problem because Taisa says in the Kudal and Beis HaMsachim that even if Tchiz HaMesim is 40 years later after Mashiach, but Moshe and Aaron will come back straight away with Mashiach. He's coming earlier. So we're not waiting for Beis HaMikdash 40 years. But nevertheless, the Rambam said that the Beis HaMikdash will be built. Machlekes and Shein, but it will be built first and then Mashiach comes. Or the vice versa. Here it's clear that there's going to be built afterwards. Otherwise, what's going to help is Aaron Bond will come afterward. But we need to know now how the Kohen Gadol is going to dress. Elaketzad Hil Bishon. The Mizbekroy. We want no Poshe Pshat and Pasik. Rashi, Ketzad Hil Bishon. Sidre Begadim. La'ov la'banim. Ze'achle ma'af nodem. My Dahab Abba Matzor Lemelashim. We have to ask a question. The Mizbekroy. La'yitra ma'adodi. We're going to have a contradiction. What's a contradiction? The B'tavok, Siv, the Chagarta, Oysam, Avnet, Aaron, Ubonov. It said he should put on the Gartel on Aaron, the children, sound like them all in unison together. That means that Aaron didn't get fully, he's missing one of his eight begadim, and then you put the children on their three begadim, and then you went back to Aaron and put on the Gartel, and you put on the children on the Gartel. It sounds like. Mashma, Chagirosa, Shalov, Abonim, Beseder, Echa. They both put on the gat at the same time. V'lehiv, Siglu, Vishis, Beged, Acha, Ben Tain. They did nothing in between. Uvasiya, Ksi. But by Sia, when it came to actually doing the Malum, says the Baran, Vayagir, Oisoi, Ba'abne. They dressed him with the gartel, Beseder, Levish, Begodim. And then V'hiv, Bisha, Koma, Bushim, and Beral, Kol, V'achachikir, Bon, V'bisham. Sounds like there they put him on the gartel as well, all closing. And only then afterward they started with the other children. So what's going on here? When did the gartel go on? One of them says, Aaron, first Aaron got totally dressed, and then Achah, and then his children. They all got dressed at a certain point, and the gartel all put on together. They all completed at the same time. They're only arguing about the gartel. When it comes to the hat, and the shirt, the tunic, the pligi, first Aaron, the Achah, and the Bein B'tzava, whether you look at Pasha Tetzava when he gave instructions, the Bein Ba'asi and Pasha Tetzava when they actually carried out, Aaron Kodim, Aaron is first. Ki Pligi Ba'avna, they're arguing the case of a Gakl. Man Domer, Aaron Magabona, first Aaron put on the Gakl, and then his children, and he got fully dressed. Then the children started, Chesiv, it says the Pasik, Vayagir in Pasha Tetzav, it says when they actually did it. Vayagir Oysoi Ba'avna, they first dressed him with the Gakl on his own. And Vahodik Stephen, then later on it says, Vayakir Oysim Avdi. Later on, they did it. No, but they weren't together. First, Adam got totally dressed to aid Begodim. Then the other children started getting their Shmoin, the Arba Begodim. However, could you look at Pasha Tzav? Uman do Omar, Adam, Bavon, Vasachad, no, when it came to the Gartel, they all put it on unison. The Chsiv, because it says, Vachagar Toys, look at Pasha Tzav. It says you should dress the Vachagar Toys and put the Gartel on together. It sounds like what? Each one put on, Adam put on the seven clothes, waited, and then the other one put on three clothes, and they all put on the Gartel together. Rashi, Abai Mefarish Lol, and Messiah, Bixayim, Ezevel, Hachin, Ok, Ksayim, Ezevel, the Hat, Shavim, Begoydul, Ubehedye. Abai holds that the hat, the Ksayim, and Snefer, that Aaron wore was the exact same, it was a big machlekes. If the Kohen Hedye, the four Begodim that the Kohen Godim, Kohen Hedye wore, were they the same or different? And it's a machlekes, and Abai holds that they were exactly the same. My pants, we know pants are the first thing you put on. All the seven clothes you put on Adam first. You put on the children. And the question on the gartel. The bein b'tzavah, bein b'asir, kach siv. Ki pligi ba'avnu, she b'tzavah, nemra, chagir rosam, kach tzavah, it says all together in Pasha Tzavah. V'chigarta oysam, avnet, aron abonav. Lo nemra chigiz ba'aron, kesed yelvish b'gadim. Doesn't mention the gartel, including in the clothes of Aaron. U'basir, when he came to actually doing it, nemra chagir rosay, kesed yelvish b'gadim. V'chagir is bonav, la'atzim, separate, kesed abidem. Says imod of item. Laman, do Amar Adam of one of Azachas. How each one learned the other pasuk? The one who said they all put it on together. Hoksi by Yagir Oisib Abner. The Feshan Tzavet says that he put on the gartel for. It says in Meluim that first they put on Adam the gartel and then later they put the children. Sounds like they weren't together. Says Yimon, no, that's not talking about the order. That's talking about the material used for the gartel of Adam is different than the material used for the gartel. And what do you mean? What do we know about Kohen Gadol different than Kohen Hedyot? The Kohen Gadol closing were made out of shatnez, climb. The Kohen Hedyot was not. The question is the gartel of the Kohen Hedyot. Was that made out of a climb just like the Kohen Gadol? Or even the gartel was made only out of boots, out of linen, and that's it. That's the machlekes. So the one who says that that they actually did not put on together. So how come it says over here in Pasha Tzad that they all put on together? He didn't mean together. He means that they have the same material. The one who said they all put on together. Hoksiv, it says Mefedish. In Tzav, Yagir, Oisib, Abnet, Vahodik, Siv, Yagir, they had two different gartels. It sounds like they didn't put on together. Nein. Not that they didn't put on together. They put on different gartlach. Omlach, Ahu, Abnet, Shekoin, Godl, Loi, Zeu, Abnet, Shekoin, Hedyet. The Koin Godl, Abnet, was a climb. The Koin Hedyet was not climb, it was only linen. That's why it's written that way. Well, the man, Dharma, the other opinion says that Adam and Magabonak were not together. And we follow Parsha Tzav. What does it do with the Tzav where it sounds like the Vayachar Oysim Av that they all put on together? He'll say just opposite. And they put on together, but it's the same material. Both were Klayim. Rashi. On the top of the page, I'm looking at who have they got over there. They claim a loy, lump, crowd, savor, dafke, bevazaka, they put it together. Uva, see, and by a seal, pagino, divide, divide, and they knew the come to teach you, she ain't have native shovel, they're not the same. She never be my son, you can go to, there's a avnate shesh, mozot, chelis, va governor. So what do you know about the kind of mixture of a linen and wool? Le man, who should climb, was climb. The shesh kisner, we know that shesh is linen, and chelis is amra, and chelis is wool. Ba'avnet, and however habanim the coin head yitz gartel loy pirush akosim emahayu. We don't know what material it was. The question is also made a klaim or not. Vashmin hocha, come teach you the avnetish a coin gartel loy zehu avnetish a coin head yitz. Two different gartlach. Shezeh shall klaim, vezeh shall butz. However, the other opinion says Rashi says zehu avnete klaim mishneim shekai both klaim. Eligible two dots. Says the Gemara, Vayagr Oise Avne, Vayagr Oise, Lomeli, what do you need them for? Shmamino, Adav Achabonov. Says the Gemara, Adam and then the children. Uvavaz Achaz Mimishkachla, how can they all put it on the same time? How can they all put it, whichever way you're saying to them, the opinion that says that they all put it on the garden at the same time, how can they be all put on the same time? Only one can put it, they Moshe Ben stood there and dressed them up. How can you do everyone at the same time? Of course Adam was first, but there was no other clothing between. The opinion that says they were not at the same time learned first Adam put on all bed clothes, including the gartel. Then he started with the children with clothes number from his pants and onwards. However, the second opinion says, no, Adam put on seven clothes, the children put on three. Then you went to Adam, put him on first the gartel, and then you put the children on the gartel, but there's no other clothing in between. That's what's going on. Okay, we'll stop here. See you tomorrow, Richard.